אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here. My name is Yael Baratz. I'm a senior partner at the law firm of Pearl Cohen Tzedek Latzo Baratz, which is one of Israel's leading law firms and specializes in intellectual property. I'm the chair of the corporate and licensing group, which means that I deal a lot in startups and transfer of technology.
I just heard your lecture in Australia, and you were talking about the startup in Israel, how successful it is. Can you please tell our listeners the secret of the Israeli startups?
Well, I think that maybe one of them, which is totally informal, is chutzpah. There's less fear of failure than there is in among a lot of other mentalities. So maybe that's part of the recipe. But on a more formal note, I see that there are three very, very basic foundations, in my view, for this success story. One is the army. I think that the fact that young men who would otherwise be busy at the beach or taking trips around the world are forced to learn new things, to deal in technological problems, and to take upon themselves great amounts of responsibility and authority. I think that it gives them more of a mindset that helps them in the long term when they go into the business world. And of course, there's a lot of technological knowledge that's gained in this process, and which really it's in their heads. It doesn't really belong to the army. It's not like they're working in a commercial company that owns the technology and would restrict them. I mean, as long as they don't divulge state secrets, everything they've learned in the army is basically theirs. And again, there are cyber units and all kinds of other special technological units in which people learn a great deal, and not in the usual, more formal kind of frameworks. So it also, I think that also contributes to originality in thinking. Another factor is the Israel Innovation Authority, which is a government organization that was previously called the Office of the Chief Scientist, that funds startup companies and all kinds of technological collaborations at all stages, including between academia and industry. And I think that's a very, very big factor. It also comes with strings attached, though, that the technology has to remain in Israel, and that also strengthens the Israeli economy in terms of jobs and technology that stays in the country. The third pillar in this, among the foundations that I've identified, are the technology transfer offices of the university that are very, very savvy, very, very sophisticated in the manner in which they conduct their commercial negotiations for technology transfer. And it brought tremendous returns to the universities themselves, which are then invested further in research. For example, if you look at the Hebrew University, Yisum is a technology transfer company of the Hebrew University, and YEDA of the Weizmann Institute, they're considered among the top 10 technology transfer offices in the world, which is quite impressive. In terms of revenues, it's very, very impressive.
We are talking to Yael Baratz. Yael is a senior partner at Pearl Cohen Tzedek Latzer Baratz, a senior law firm in Israel. And you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting in Hebrew and in English on Shalom Australia, around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Yael, you were talking about the universities, and I see them as incredible incubators for innovation. How do you take innovation research made in the university? You talked about the Weizmann Institute, the Hebrew University, the Technion, and actually transfer it into the commercial market globally.
It's really quite a daunting project to commercialize very early stage projects. And again, that's where the Israel Innovation Authority comes in. There are special programs which are meant to bridge what's often referred to as the valley of death between the basic research and applied research. So there's funding that's explicitly earmarked for that. Moreover, there are throughout the country, there are technological incubators that also receive funding from the Israel Innovation Authority, and they take in early stage projects with the same purpose, not only from Israel, by the way. I represent a technological incubator and just finished negotiating a license agreement with Columbia University to bring intellectual property from New York to Israel. I mean, who would believe this years ago? And the project be funded in Israel and hopefully take off into something good. So there are a lot of different ways. And there are a lot of angel investors and later on VCs. But VCs don't usually, venture capital funds don't usually invest in very early stage projects.
How do you see the future now in this field?
Well, I think it's not so much that the field is changing or the rules of the game are changing as much as the products out there are changing. I think that, as you can see now, artificial intelligence and machine learning are the next big thing. A lot of the research institutions, such as hospitals, are selling data. I mean, again, things that were unheard of or unthought of years ago. So you see a big shift in the business itself. I mean, of course, they're the same pharma and medical device projects, and of course, but again, there are the apps. One of my clients has recently become a unicorn, a company that I started representing at inception that was founded by a friend of my son, and the most recent fundraising was at a valuation of $1 billion. So there are a lot of things happening that are different than the way it used to be. I think the valuations can become higher within a short matter of time, but it depends, again, on the basic technology you're talking about, and what's true for one industry is not necessarily true for others.
Many countries, Australia as well, envy Israel with this startup nation. What can they learn from Israel and maybe implement in Australia? What can we implement in Australia from your experience?
Well, I think that in Australia, first of all, you're a wonderful country and a very lucky country. You don't need fences against your neighbors. So the whole concept of your children being subjected to army service and having a side benefit, I guess that's not part of the business model, and good for you. You're very lucky. I think that mainly what you need to do is provide more government incentives. That's what I should think. And also to train the people at the universities to try to encourage applied science, to try to identify projects at an early stage, to seek patent protection for interesting innovations, and to build value out of the great ideas that I'm sure many of the people here have.
Yael Baratz, thank you so much and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.